As we said all along, we're going to continue to move the guys around up front and find the five that most gel together and most fit together. So this week we put Jordan Mills at right tackle and Kyle Long at right guard, and we're looking at that combination. So it's given opportunity for other guys to move to different positions as well, with the two still getting reps, going against different guys. So I think it's a good opportunity for everybody. Well, John Scott being hurt just gave more guys opportunity. It's next guy up, and it gives a young guy an opportunity to get more reps and have a chance to make the team. Well, he moved to the left side, and he had been practicing on the right side, so it took him a little bit of time to adjust. But if he's going to be on the team, if he makes our eight, then he's going to have to play more than one spot, and I think it's a great opportunity for him to get those reps that he needs. You don't want to do it Wednesday of game week. You want to do it early in the season so he has a feel for what's going on. No, I think the learning curve of the technique is hard. There's a different schemes in. They need to study it. They need to go through it. They need to see the different fronts and the different movements and the different blitzes against it. And it takes time. And when you're moving around different positions, it helps you understand better what's happening, but it also makes it tougher on your responses when people move. So they're doing that, and in the long run, it'll be good. Right now, in the short term, it's not as good as you need to be. Well, I think there's a lot of natural ability in both the guys. One has more experience than the other playing the offensive line position. And so can you compare them to other players? I don't compare to a past team or a past player. They're rookies. They have a lot to learn. It's going to take time. But the only way they can learn is by doing it. So they need to continue to get reps. Last week, they both got 51 reps in the game, which is the most in the offensive line. And this week, we'll get a lot of reps for them again. So they have hands-on work to learn it. No, I think it's spurts. I think there's a lot of guys in the wide receiver position that are showing spurts, but they all need to be more consistent. So as someone becomes more consistent, you can't do that overnight. You can't show that overnight. So I don't think anyone is – they're all working their way into it, but I don't know if anyone's stepping up. Well, it's who we have on the team and what we can, how we can best fit them. Obviously, we'd like to have a guy who can block and run, get a guy who can block and catch a pass. You don't want to get one-sided. But if a guy is that much better of a blocker than the other guy is a pass receiver, then you keep the blocker.